The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, Sir David Attenborough, a number of celebs, David Beckham and his mother, all of those types resplendent in linen and ties around Centre Court, or one of the courts. I'm sketchy as to which one it was. Either way, Wimbledon has kicked off today in a slightly, other than the celebs who are in the crowd, it's a somewhat underwhelming start. At least that's the layperson's view. For the expert view, we have Jenny Claffey, the former pro tennis player, with us. Jenny, good afternoon.
Hi, Anton. How's it going?
It is going well. Was there much in the way of excitement on day one?
Well, there was nothing overly standoutish today so far in the first round lineup, except we did see Carlos Alcaraz, the defending champion, open up Centre Court, which with a nice display and an easy win in three sets. So it was good to see him in good form, but nothing overly exciting today on the order of play.
Bit of a mix up in the women's tournament now after Sabalenka withdrawing.
Yeah, disappointment to see her withdrawing today. It was kind of coming, I felt, over the last few days, though, because there was obviously speculation with her shoulder injury, and she wasn't going to be playing, and she said she wasn't 100% fit. So it's disappointing to see her withdraw, because she would have been one of the favourites, definitely, coming into Wimbledon. And the women's side is looking open enough in terms of there's been a few injuries at the top, with a few of the top players like Rybakina withdrawing there from a tournament last week, and some of the other known names we would expect to see at the end, latter end of the tournament with withdrawing from injuries. So looking forward to seeing how that plays out at the end of the 2 weeks.
Does it feel a little like boxing at the end of the Tyson era, that when you lose names of the kind of significance that have dropped out about the men's and the women's field, that there's a sort of a period of lull while you see who the next big names are going to be?
In terms of like the women's side of the game or just this tournament itself?
Just this tournament. It's hard to point to, whether it's women's side or men's side, the kind of significant names that once would have been the centre point of a Wimbledon.
Yeah, well, I guess the men's side, particularly if you look at it, like that's coming to an end of an era now with the big three. Like we had Federer, Djokovic, Nadal. You know, they've been so dominant for the last 20 years in the men's side of the game. We can't not mention Murray there, who's obviously coming into his swan song, his last Wimbledon, if he even gets a chance to play with the injury he has as well. You know, there's kind of a changing of the guard. We've seen the men's side with Alcaraz coming through, Jannik Sinner, the new world number one. It's kind of exciting, I think, for the game, though, that there is these up-and-coming stars. And the same on the women's side. You see Iga Swiatek, the women's world number one. She's been quite dominant the last 2 years. Coco Gauff, also only 20, the women's number two ranked players. There definitely has been that change, as I said, change of the guard in both sides of the game. I think it's quite exciting, though, because we've been waiting for new stars, especially on the women's side, since Serena Williams has retired. We've been looking for some kind of a dominant force, and we're seeing that now with the likes of Gauff, Sabalenka and Swiatek.
You mentioned Andy Murray. Do we have a definite answer as to whether or not he's going to play yet?
No, he still hasn't admitted, he hasn't announced yet whether or not he's going to be playing tomorrow against Mahatch. He's due to be playing tomorrow afternoon, so I think they're expecting him to make a call tomorrow morning. Knowing Murray, you know, it'll be a flip-flopping between will he, won't he. I mean, he had spinal surgery to remove a cyst only 6 days ago, so it's pretty crazy to think, you know, he could actually be out there playing in Wimbledon. But there's a lot riding on this for him, this decision, you know, because this will be his last Wimbledon. So I guess he's trying to do whatever he can to get out there and play on Centre Court tomorrow.
Was that slip slightly Freudian where you went for admitted? Does that mean that you think if you were betting he's not going to go?
I mean, like, you know, nothing surprises me with Murray, because he's got some resilience and some sheer willpower and determination to he's shown that over the course of his career, do you know, that he will come back from anything. And this wouldn't surprise me if he got out there tomorrow to get the farewell he deserves. But at the same time, you know, I don't know, how realistic is it?
Well, whatever about him playing tomorrow, what else have we got in the lineup tomorrow worth looking ahead to?
So tomorrow we're going to see Jannik Sinner. Jannik Sinner's playing today. Sorry, tomorrow is the opening of the women's side. Sorry, so Markéta Vondrousova, the women's defending champion, she'll open up on Centre Court tomorrow. So we expect to see her playing. Not sure how she's going to get on this year. I wouldn't put her as one of my firm favourites, because she hasn't really had the results since she won Wimbledon last year. But she will open up tomorrow. Then we have Djokovic playing tomorrow, which I think is an appetising one, because I think everyone's waiting to see how Djokovic is going to be after after he had surgery on his knee there for a meniscus tear last month. So I think it's
is it
exciting
only a month
to see
since
how,
his surgery?
Yeah, he had only surgery on the 6th of June. So, I mean, I've been following his recovery very closely just to see will he actually, again, like Murray, you know, Djokovic coming back in the most unlikely of ways and he'll be playing on grass, and it's huge demands on the grass course on your body, like especially that they've changed over from the clay surface onto grass, which plays it's more demanding on your body, I think, the grass. So it'll be interesting to see how Djokovic gets on with his knee, because he obviously needs that so much for pivoting, etc., and his movement is one of his biggest strengths.
Why do you say the grass is more demanding?
So I guess, well, on a clay court, the ball bounces much higher. So the rally's okay, they're longer on a clay court. But whereas on a grass court, in terms of physically demanding, the clay is tough, and like the longevity of the matches, they go on for longer. Whereas on the grass court, the ball bounces lower and is much faster. So like you'll see the players closer to the baseline on a grass court. The rallies will be shorter. You'll see the players coming into the net a little bit more. Whereas on a clay court, the ball bounces higher. So the players are playing deeper back in the court. The rallies are longer. The ball is crossing the net at a higher rate. So the players have a little bit more time on a clay court versus the grass court. So it's going to be really it's going to kind of show who are the best movers in the game will prevail on the grass court.
None of which is ideal when you're a little over 3.5 weeks away from having your knee opened.
Certainly not. No, not ideal preparation. But this is Novak Djokovic we're talking about. This guy is a special athlete. He's one of a kind anyway, that's for sure. And the powers of his recovery, I'm sure he went to every end of the earth to try and get ready for this tournament. And he said himself he wouldn't be playing in it if he didn't think he was going to be able to win the title.
So I know it's an unfair thing to do, but call it then. Who's walking away with silverware at the end of all this in the women's and the men's?
I'm going to call the final in the women's is going to be between Świątek and Goff. And I feel like Goff might edge Świątek. And on the men's side,
Alcaraz.
We have... Oh, see, Alcaraz plays Sinner in the semi-finals. So and then hopefully we'll see an Alcaraz win on that, and then Alcaraz beating Djokovic again in the final.
Right, we're going to take this recording and call you back.
I hope I'm right.
Jenny, thank you very much for that. That is Jenny Claffey, who is, of course, herself former pro tennis player. Wimbledon kicking off today.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.